Right, now, today is Harvest Sunday. So, anybody any ideas why we celebrate harvest? They're all gone quiet over there. Why do we celebrate harvest? You see, I've got a theory. I'm not sure if you'll like it. Perhaps the people on this side might not like it as much as people. I'm not sure. I've got a theory that actually we shouldn't bother celebrating harvest nowadays. Why do you think I might say that? We get food all year round, and it comes from... It doesn't just come from this place, does it? Where does it come from? Everywhere. Now, I wonder who's... If we've got some clever guides this morning. I wonder if you could come, any of you could come up and just tell me the name of one of the countries that are on the world. Anybody? Yeah? Come up. You can either point at it, find where it is on the map, or you can just say where it is.
I think it's Africa.
Africa. Well, that's a big continent. A smaller country, perhaps, in Africa? Smaller country? Just one country? Any idea? South Africa. Philip's saying South Africa, just because you've been south lately. So what do we get from South Africa? Oranges? Apples? Peaches? I didn't hear that behind you. Green beans. Wow, okay. What have I got in my little crib sheet here? South Africa. Fruit and vegetables and grapes. A little bit of wine here and there for those of you that are a bit older. Right, do you want another? Pass it along. What, another country?
Spain.
Spain. Philip, what do we get from Spain? You've just been there. Wine? What else? Seville oranges? Tomatoes? Get a lot of tomatoes, don't we? Onions? Olives? Yeah. Peppers? Anywhere else? Come on, perhaps the adults might need to sort of chip in. What other countries have we got? What other countries? Sausages? Who says sausages?
Chorizo.
Oh, chorizo. That's Spain, yeah. What other countries? Oh, Chris is going to do a bit of running. What other countries?
Greece.
Greece. What do we get from Greece then?
Olives.
Feta cheese.
Lemons.
It says olives and capers on my list. Another country. Where else have we got in the world?
Argentina.
Canada was one and Argentina was another. So what do we get from Canada? Maple syrup. That's really nice, isn't it, eh? That's really nice. Canada, maple syrup. It says in my list, Canada, we get misc from. Misc, M-I-S-C. Oh, right, okay. I wonder what it was. Miscellaneous. And soya beans, apparently. Soya beans from Canada. And somebody said Argentina. Beef, wheat products, and oil it's got.
Oh.
Should we do another one? We've got another one. Anybody else? There's nobody shouting at me from the back. This is quite good. You do something and you don't get any heckling.
New Zealand.
It's wonderful.
New Zealand.
New Zealand and India. So New Zealand, well, it used to be lamb, didn't it? Used to be lamb, used to be wine. Wonder what it says in my crib sheet. Drink and wine, it says. Vegemite as well.
That's Australian.
Oh, yeah, that's something from Australia. And somebody said India. Since I'm going out there in a couple of weeks' time, I ought to know what we get from India, shouldn't I? It says fruit and vegetables and grapes, but I know we get a lot of other stuff. Anybody else, any ideas what else you get? Rice, butter, tea, a lot of tea. Spices, that's what I was looking for. Loads of different spices. I'm not quite sure how much spice we're allowed to bring back from India. We probably better be a bit careful, Rosemary, when we go out there, hadn't we? But yeah, so we get all sorts from all over the world. So I just wonder whether we should bother celebrating harvest, because food just seems to come in, doesn't it? I was going to mention that, Barbara. I was going to say, I just wonder whether over the next few weeks, if we actually head out of Europe and find that we can't get foods in, or we can only get foods in again when the prices go up, that we might be turning back to using this funny little country that we live in and growing more vegetables ourselves. Apparently, I think I was reading the other day, about 40% of what we eat comes from this country at the moment, 60% comes from abroad. So we might have to increase that, mightn't we? I've been digging the garden so I could plant some potatoes, perhaps, and see what happens. But I wonder, harvest originally was something that you celebrated, particularly in farming communities, which we really, although we do have a farm close to here, don't we? A couple of farms around. But at this time of year, the harvest had been gathered in, and we celebrated that the harvest had been gathered in, and all the crops were there, and we could make bread, we could eat vegetables, and we could get all sorts of fruit and veg. And we gave thanks to God for that harvest that came in. But these days, we get so much from so many different countries in the world, and some of those countries are still dependent, heavily dependent, on weather patterns for a good harvest. Otherwise, literally, they won't eat. Partly because they might not sell to us. Sorry? That's right. Let's not take all that stuff that we get for granted, because it's wonderful, isn't it? We've got so much that we can have.
The reading is taken from Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. Jesus has pity for the people. Jesus went around visiting all the towns and villages. He taught in the synagogues, preached the good news about the kingdom, and healed people with every kind of disease and sickness. As he saw the crowds, his heart was filled with pity for them, because they were worried and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. So he said to his disciples, "The harvest is large, but there are few workers to gather it in. Pray to the owner of the harvest that he will send out workers to gather in his harvest."
The second reading is from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 7. The parable of the lost sheep. One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law started grumbling. "This man welcomes outcasts and even eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What do? You leave the other 99 sheep in the pasture and go looking for the one that got lost until you find it. When you find it, you are so happy that you put it on your shoulders and carry it back home. Then you call your friends and neighbours together and say to them, 'I am so happy I found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate.' In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 respectable people who do not need to repent."
Jesus talks another sort of harvest. He talks about a harvest that isn't to do with food and drink. It's a harvest of people. And he says that people are like sheep without a shepherd. And we need people to go out and tell others about God's love for them, and how special each and every one of them are. And then he tells a story. He talks about sheep. He carries on this theme of sheep. And he says, suppose if you had 100 sheep and you lost one of them, what would you do? Well, I've still got 99 left. It'd be okay. But then if you lose another sheep, well, got 98 left, I'll just cope with the 98. No, he doesn't say that. He said, if you've got 100 sheep and lose one, you go out searching, trying to find that one sheep. So I know we have activity time this morning because there are 100 sheep in this building. And I need somebody to collect them, and then we need to count them and make sure we have got 100 sheep. Is anybody any good at counting? Come on, off you go. Go and find them. They're all over the place. Adults can help. You're free. There are loads of them around. We need somebody that's really good at maths to come and collect a pile at the front, and we'll see if we've got 100 sheep, because they are here somewhere. 100 sheep. We should have. So what have you got there? You've got some there. So who's the mathematician that's going to count them?
Laura.
Laura, can you come up and we'll see if we can get some piles and see if we can get the sheep together. So I think the easiest thing to do, I'm not sure, is how do we count 100 sheep? Should put them in piles of
10.
Piles of 10. Let's try piles of 10. So you get 10 sheep and count a pile of 10. We've got 6 so far. We've only lost 94. 10, right? We've got 1 10. That's another 3. Come on then, let's see how we're getting on. Have you got them all yet? Come on, I need my 100 sheep. I've lost them. It's all complicated here. You're looking sheepish. How are we getting on? We got 30. I mean, there's loads more. Come on. I've got 100 sheep. I need 100 sheep. Yeah, do 10 tens. That's what I did. Do 10s. Oh, 8. Well done. We got 8 here. So have you got 2? There's another 2. There we are. There's another 10. How have we got on? Have we got any more? They're all over the place. Have you picked them all up? Oh, go and take them around to Laura's counting them at the moment. Oh, any on the floor that you've missed? Because we need to get to 100. There are 100 sheep around. I'm not a very good shepherd if I keep losing my sheep, am I? How have we got on? Are we anywhere near? There's 10 there. So what have we got then? We've got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 98. 98. 98. 98 sheep. What have we got? There's nothing up there. 98 sheep. So we've got 2 more sheep missing. Can anybody see any sheep? Where was that? Oh, yeah, look. There's this one here. Oh, jolly good. That's 99. 99. So we got 1 more sheep we've lost. Any idea? Have you checked everywhere? Have you been up on the front bit? You've looked to the front bit. You've looked to the back bit. You've looked to the coffee. You've checked that out. Go on. See if it... Oh, switch it on. One on the book. That's cheating. I can see it. I can see the sheep. But it looks like you've lost it. So I'm not very good shepherds around here, are you? I'll give you a clue. You lot all down there are very cold. You need to come this way. You need to come this way. No, he's not in the flowers.
What?
Oh, that's cheating. There is one in the stained glass window. So we're now looking for...
One more sheep. Come on.
You're getting warmer. You're getting warmer.
Oh.
Ah,
it's found!
Wonderful.
100 sheep.
We found it. Look at that. Look at that. So. Oh, you've got another one as well. We've got an abundance of sheep. Isn't that wonderful? Well done. Well done. And we've got one on the window behind me as well, which you can't see, I don't think, because of the screen. Thank you. Oh, I'm so pleased that you've managed to find all my sheep, because it's really worrying when you lose something. You worry about it, don't you? Does anybody else here lost anything recently? Rosemary, keys, lost your keys, glasses, mobile phone. Wow, lost your badge outside. But Jesus talks about this harvest of people, and he talks about how important every single one is. That one sheep, although in theory you've still got 99 sheep, so you've probably got quite a lot, but that one sheep is very special and very important. And that's just like each and every one of us is extremely important to God. We're all special. We've all got different gifts and different talents, and we can all do different things. And we can all tell other people how special we think they are. And we can all make sure we don't take for granted all the stuff that we get from various different parts of our world. So what other things do we often do at the time of harvest? What do we do? I think the guides have helped us to do this today, or they will be when we get there at the back afterwards and have something. Bake. Does anybody remember going to anything called a harvest supper? Did you have enough to eat? Did you have a feast? Wonderful. So it's a time when, with all the fruit and all the vegetables and all the wheat and everything else that's gathered in, it's a time for having a party and celebrating. But also of sharing the food that we've got with others. So quite often at harvest suppers, you'd have people bringing in food from all sorts of places, wouldn't you? Gathering together, sharing what we have. And so that's one of the things that we also do at our harvest service, is we bring food and we share it. It's going to different places, going to the food bank and supporting Christian Aid. So we've got quite a lot of food. We could have a party. We could celebrate, or we could share it with others. When I was away a couple of weeks ago, I heard somebody talking about the world. It's a little place, spread out a bit. And they were talking about the amount of food that we produce in the world. And I'm sure I got the figures wrong, but to give you some idea, it was something like 9 billion such and such a bits of food, which is grown in the world each year. And the person that was talking said that in order for all the human beings on the planet to survive, they needed to eat, any guesses on my billions? Philip's been doing his research, close. 5 billion such and such, whatever it was, the amount that he used. So he said, basically, the world produces enough food to feed everybody that we have living on it at the moment. So what's gone wrong? Because we know that there are people in parts of our world who struggle to get clean water, who struggle to get food each day. And we also know that if any of you have been around the back of McDonald's, Kentucky's, or Tesco's, or Sainsbury's, or anywhere else, that we seem to have piles and piles of rubbish and waste. So everything is skewed. Everything is skewed, and therefore I think we have a huge responsibility to share what we have. And even though what we might have isn't that great, it might only be little, there's something special about sharing what we do have with other people. It's fun, isn't it, when you have friends round for a meal? Well, I hope it is, because, you know, if it's not fun, you sort of worry, wouldn't you, a little bit, that they're your friends. But it's enjoyable to do something and perhaps even make things for other people. You know, there's nothing better in some ways than when somebody's ill, somebody else cooking them a nice casserole or something and taking it round to them and say, yeah, don't worry about cooking your tea, there it is. And things like that are simple things we can do. Things like making muffins for church on Sunday is a great idea. As long as we can do the walking and exercise afterwards to wear off the ingredients that we put on, or the weight that we put on. Our next song that we're going to sing is a familiar tune. It's a tune, Now the Green Blade Rises, which is a harvest tune. But we've got different words. And it's all about how perhaps we could better approach the world we live in. I'll just read to you some of the first verse. In fact, Tom, do you want to stick it up on the screen? Build a longer table, not a higher wall. Feeding those who hunger, making room for all. Feasting together, stranger turns to friend. Christ breaks walls to pieces, false divisions end. And that's something Jesus wants us to do, is to extend the tables that we've got in this church so that we can feed more people. Not just with food and drink, but with food that brings them real life. The message of love for all people that Jesus brings.